Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
A baby deer fell through the ice. And who saved the baby deer? Suffolk County Police Officer Robert King. You used an ice sled to save him. Officer King, what happened? Like, when you got this call, were you like, all right, now what are we going to do? Or were you like, I know what we need, the sled?
Yeah, I mean, basically, we're trained in situations like this. And it wasn't just me that saved the deer. It was a group effort of multiple agencies. But I was with two other partners at the time. And we received the call of the deer that fell through the ice and wasn't able to get out by itself. So we responded to the scene, and we ended up deploying some of the ice rescue gear that we have.
Officer King, do you guys get a ton of these calls? I would imagine in the wintertime it happens, right, or no?
Typically not that often, actually. You would think it would be more than usual, but, you know, it usually happens at nighttime with, like, deers like that. We don't get to see, unfortunately. But luckily, you know, that day we ended up finding the deer and getting it home safely.
So I'm looking at the pictures of this, and you're the one that's laid out on the sled. And, you know, you said your partners were working with you and it was a team effort, but you're the guy on the sled. Like, did you have to draw a short stick for that, or do you volunteer for that? Who decides is the person that's going to go out? Like, did you bear hug the deer?
I'm going with the smallest, lightest guy. That's what I would be doing. But I'm not sure that's you.
Yeah, I mean, I'll say I volunteered for it. But it is me on the sled, and they actually, you know, I need my partners on land because the sled's actually tethered to a line. So once I got to the deer, I had to lift it up because it was unable to move at all just because of how cold it was and, you know, it was struggling in the water for so long. Once I got onto the sled, you know, I held onto the sled and just signaled back to my partners to start pulling the line in, which makes it easy for me because, you know, they pull us in.
That's a scary moment, too, because you don't know if that deer is going to, like, start kicking, smack you in the head a few times.
Was he in shock? How was that situation?
Yeah, the deer was definitely in shock. I was getting worried that it was going to start, you know, flailing around once I got close to it, but it actually didn't move whatsoever. And, you know, once we got to land, I had to carry it up. It wasn't moving at all. You could see it was breathing, but it was just struggling. It looked like it was in shock.
Hmm. Yeah, there's definitely a feeling, I think, when an animal is in distress. It's amazing some of the biggest creatures or some of the wildest creatures, that there's just a moment of patience. It's almost a knowing that there's help coming and that you have come to do something for them. So great effort. Incredible job, really.
What happens when you get the baby deer back to shore?
Once we got it back to shore, we had the fire department, Massey Beach Fire Department, on scene. Also, they were on standby. Carried it up to, like, a grassy area and laid it on the ground. And the fire department actually had blankets and stuff, you know, to keep it warm until the Wildlife Rescue Center showed up to take it home.
Is he okay?
As far as I know, yeah, they took it to Evelyn Alexander Wildlife Rescue, and I believe they released it that night. They hydrated the deer and warmed it up, and I believe they released it back into the wild.
Oh, that's great. Is this the first time you had a rescue an animal?
Me personally, yeah, that was my first, you know, other than, like, you know, saving lost dogs or whatnot, but something like that was a little bit more intense, yeah.
That's an amazing story. Yeah. Thank you for your efforts. It's great. It reminds people that, you know, there's other things going on. Like, we can take all the nonsense out of the day and just pay attention to what's happening right there and helping another living creature. That's a great job, officer.
Thank you.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.